From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. and China said Sunday they've agreed to back away from imposing tough new tariffs on each other's exports. The announcement came a day after the two sides reached an agreement calling for China to buy more American goods to, quote, substantially reduce the huge U.S. trade deficit with China. In a 20-minute-long telephone conversation this weekend, South Korean President Moon Jae-in and President Trump talked about how to deal with what appears to be roadblocks that North Korea has thrown into what would be historic talks between Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. They're scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. The meeting would be a first for the leaders of the two countries. Trump and Moon are scheduled to meet Tuesday in Washington. Last week, North Korea threatened to pull out of the summit because of South Korea's ongoing military exercises with the U.S., called the exercises a rehearsal for an invasion. Prosecutors in the southwestern state of Texas have charged a 17-year-old with murder. They say he shot and killed 8 students and 2 teachers on Friday in the town of Santa Fe. On ABC News, the lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said on Sunday, shootings happen because life has been devalued in America.
Whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music, psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
On the day of the shooting, President Trump described it as an absolutely horrific attack, one of many that he said have been going on too long in this country. This is VOA News. The Reuters news agency reports investigators have now found one of the, quote, black box recorders that could help them figure out what went wrong Friday when an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana, Cuba. 107 people were killed. 3 badly injured survivors are being cared for in a hospital. Congo's health ministry announced a new death from Ebola on Sunday. That brings to 26 the number of deaths from the deadly outbreak in Equator province in the country's northwest. At least 22 people have been killed and others are still missing after heavy rains from tropical cyclone hit the Horn of Africa. Dozens of homes and farms have been destroyed, and in Mogadishu, at least 6 people died. More than 300 homes are underwater in the city. The UN Refugee Agency reports an increase in fighting in the southeastern region of the Central African Republic has driven more than 7,000 people to abandon their homes and seek refuge in a remote area in the Democratic Republic of Congo over the past week. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency describes the refugees as desperate, weary, and in urgent need of assistance. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says thousands of people, mainly women and children, have fled over difficult terrain to escape violence in Central African Republic. He says the refugees have arrived in the remote village of Kanzawi in DR Congo's northern Baoulé province, which is inundated with tens of thousands of refugees from previous outbursts of fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump says he will order an investigation Monday into a secret source of the country's top law enforcement agency that he claims infiltrated his 2016 election campaign. His threat sets up a potential showdown with his own Department of Justice, which oversees the Federal Bureau of Investigation. On Sunday, Trump tweeted from the White House, "I hereby demand, and will do so officially tomorrow, that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI, DOJ, infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, and if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration." On Saturday, Trump complained that the FBI and the Justice Department did infiltrate his campaign by using an informant who made contact with 3 campaign workers before passing on information to the FBI. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.